going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Thrilled that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful start to the day out there, and I'm just... We got so much to get to this hour. We're going to get to Genevieve Wood, senior advisor from Heritage, coming up. We'll talk about a bunch of things, including the defunding of PBS that appears that's about to happen. And we're going to talk to Genevieve about that about 7:20. And a little later, Jeremy Rosenthal, who's an attorney with Fox News Radio, there was a gun ruling I want to talk to him about. So we're going to get to that for you about 7:35. But first, though, I want to talk about the fact that we've got Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger on the line this morning from the proud state of Missouri. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing great this morning. Beautiful day in mid-Missouri and Jefferson City. Hope things are well in St. Louis.
Yeah, things are going well here. You've got a big event coming up because one of the things I know you focus there on the Lieutenant Governor's office is encouraging people to buy products made in the state of Missouri, right?
Yeah, we really have a neat program. It's called Buy Missouri. What it does is encourages Missourians to buy from Missouri-based businesses, actually more than just Missourians. It's anybody and everybody throughout the country. So we promote businesses that are located and manufacture or make things in the state of Missouri. So we're having a huge event in the Capitol Rotunda on the first floor of the Capitol Rotunda today, in which businesses from all over the state are going to have their booze, and we're going to be promoting all those businesses. This ties into, you know, what President Trump is trying to do, where we're trying to encourage people to buy local, so we're encouraging people not just buy in America, we're encouraging people to buy out of the state of Missouri. So we're looking forward to this great event.
Yeah, well, you get people in, and I mean, here we are talking about trade and tariffs and all of that, and I would assume one way to avoid part of that would be to buy from people that are producing things here in the state of Missouri, right?
Yeah, it really is. I visited Quaker Windows, which is a Missouri-based business in Freeburg, Missouri. They're ecstatic about this. They cannot compete with these Chinese manufacturers that are putting these windows in Lowe's and Home Depot. They've been able to compete, not be able to compete with them. They're ecstatic about Trump's policies, about affairs. They're going to build a new plant in Freeburg, Missouri. Went down and visited them. I visited last week a business in Stockton, Missouri. Again, they're getting a real positive reviews from these businesses. So I'm going to visit with dozens and dozens of Missouri businesses over in the state capitol this morning. And I invite anybody that's in Jefferson City to come over. It starts at 10 o'clock from 2 o'clock. It's called Buy Missouri. We'll be on the first floor of the Capitol Rotunda, and they can get feedback from Missouri-based businesses as to how they think Trump is doing.
Yeah. Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger with us this morning. There's been a big focus on trying to make Missouri a better business environment. And I'm always interested to know what kind of progress we make with a supermajority of Republicans in Jeff City. You'd think this would be pretty easy, right? And one thing would be to reduce taxes and give people incentives to move here and start businesses. How are we doing on that front?
Well, I think we're going to know in the next month. We've got about a little less than a month left in the legislative session. We'll see if we have true conservatives in the Missouri legislature. We have a lot of guys that are campaign conservatives. They like to talk the talk on the campaign trail, but don't get anything done when they get over the Senate. I think the rubber's about meet the road, Mark, and we'll see how this rest of the session plays out. And to the extent we're not getting things done, I'd be delighted to be back on your show and call out what I call rhinos or campaign conservatives that don't get anything done. Although they talk the talk, they don't get anything done. So we'll see how the next 3 or 4 weeks play out.
I heard Governor Mike Kehoe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Poe is supposed to be in the St. Louis area tomorrow because I believe that's the deadline for him to appoint a transition director for state takeover of the St. Louis Police Department. But then, of course, the big news that we're talking about this morning is that the lawsuit was dropped. The city missed that deadline that the judge had asked them to meet on Monday. So basically, it's dismissed, but they're already saying Megan Green is that, oh, I'll refile it. What's your reaction to all of this?
Well, here's my reaction. I'm actually going to be with Governor Kehoe at the governor's mansion over lunch today. We're having the folks from Greater St. Louis in, probably, I don't know, 30 or 40 representatives from St. Louis, the leaders from St. Louis. So St. Louis, you know, I live in St. Louis. So and still live there. Colleen is my wife. I still live there. Can't get her to come over to the swamp in Jefferson City. So we're still in St. Louis. And, you know, Mike Kehoe has a lot of ties to St. Louis. He went to Chaminade. So it's very unusual to have two leading statewide office holders, the governor and lieutenant governor, have some St. Louis ties. You know, a lot of people and maybe in other parts would just soon St. Louis be annexed by Illinois. Yeah. But I think Governor Kehoe and I realize, you know, St. Louis is an integral part and the economic engine of the state of Missouri. So we're going to meet today. We're going to meet with all these leaders over lunch today. He and I are going to go speak with them, get their feedback and see what we can do to move St. Louis forward and move Missouri forward.
Yeah, I know some of them. I know there's a Democrat, Ian Mackey, I think is his name, who filed a bill that won't go anywhere, but he's once again pushing for this better together style merger. You haven't heard any talk like that down there, have you?
I have not heard anything about that. I don't think that has any legs. It would not be a priority. At least I have not heard a peep about it here in Jeff City.
Good. Well, I know as the person in charge of the Missouri Senate, as the lieutenant governor, you get a firsthand look at how some legislation is moving or not moving. What are you expecting? Are there any big bills you think that you see making it through to the governor's desk? We got 3 weeks left?
Well, it ties into what I said, Mark. We're going to see if these are campaign conservatives or true conservatives in the Missouri legislature. A big issue is going to be Amendment 3. You know, the misleading pro-abortion initiative that was put on the ballot by, you know, George Soros and a bunch of left-wing billionaires last year that barely passed, even though they spent, you know, the pro-life folks by about 20 or 30 to 1. That needs to be revised, repealed, and replaced. I think they're making progress on that in the House. I know that we've got some strong advocates in the state Senate. Long and short of it, we need to get that across the finish line. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a big issue. Other issues, you know, we need to address this DEI. Yes. There's a couple of people carrying the mantle on that. We have a couple of bills on that. We'll see if we can get that across the finish line. So I encourage you and your listeners to watch the Missouri legislature, see if these folks are campaign conservatives or actual conservatives that get the job done. You know, they talk the talk. We'll see if they walk the walk in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
That is very true. Well, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, great having you on as always. And maybe after the session is over, we'll have you back on for a report card on how they did this year. How about that?
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
All right. And remember, Mark, you endorsed me prior to the primary, as did President Trump. So I always thank you for getting me elected lieutenant governor. I'm not sure I could have done it without you and President Trump. So I always appreciate your help.
That's good company, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. I appreciate that. Yeah, he tells me that whenever I see him, and I'm like, I would love to take full credit for that, but then I have to take credit for all the people that I endorsed who lost.
He didn't get elected.
I don't know. But he did. What got him over the hump was the big turnout in St. Charles County last November. And, of course, that return came in late in the evening, and that pushed him over the top. And, of course, he was on the voter guide as endorsed. And there were 7 or 8 people in the lieutenant governor's race, which made it a really divided vote in that case. So St. Charles County really did make the difference for Lieutenant Governor Wassinger there. All right, coming up, Genevieve Wood is senior advisor there at Heritage. Should we, why? Maybe this is a better question. Can anybody explain to me why the taxpayer is funding state-run television, which is basically what PBS and NPR are to a large extent? Somebody explain that. They're about to be defunded, I think. So we're going to talk that over with Genevieve Wood when we come back.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.